if you're in Greece, for example, or Spain, I mean, if you want to work in Austria, or let's say in France or something like this, I mean, doesn't mean you will have enough money to be mobile as well. So even for me, I'm pretty lucky. I'm not poor, but I imagine for people who are much more poor, who actually are in Spain or something, it's much tougher. So they are definitely migrants, and they like to be mobile, but they can't.
Yeah.
Now, within the crisis, you have different embassies, the German embassy, the Austrian embassy, the English embassy, for example, organizing in Greece, like interviews for works. So they actually, inside the countries that the crisis is striking, they're making advertisements to get experts out of this country, so they actually help this brain drain, no? So there is this, it's also a debate. And I know that there were two scandals because they were asking for doctor certificates that they're healthy. That you're healthy. You had to prove that you are healthy. To go to Germany and work, you had to prove that you have...
But in the 70s?
No,
now.
To me, that mobility has more labor force connotation.
Yes.
And then we want the mobility of the doctors, as we were saying. And we don't want the mobility of the scam. Mm. But at the end, we really want also that, because we also need scam in our low wages, low qualification. But we don't say that we want that scam. Mm.